Yes, our foundation scripture is coming out of Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 6. And it says, his left hand is under my head, and his right hand doth embrace me. And I begin to think, as we were looking at the study, we have moved, amen, from vulnerability to acceptance. And we talked on yesterday about accepting the call. And as we're moving out of that place, God, we had 21 days of just being in that place. But thankfully, hopefully, we've accepted some things. We've received some things. We've given God our consent. Hallelujah. We're ready. We're saying yes. And now we want to talk about the right hand of God. We're going to be talking about the report. Amen. There are reports that have come in. Amen. We have different reports. People have reports about their home. People have reports about their living situation. People have reports from the doctor, for themselves. Reports regarding their children. Reports that have come in from our job that, hey, we're closing. Or, hey, we're opening again. Or, hey, you know what? We're going to be ending this business. Reports, reports, reports. Somebody shout in your house this morning, report. Hallelujah. Reports have come in. And I am standing here this week as a representative of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I am coming under the jurisdiction of the Holy Spirit to announce to us that every report that has come in, Psalm 16 and 8 says, I have set the Lord continually before me, for he is at my right hand, and so I will not be shaken. Hallelujah. I will not be shaken. I'm going to say that again. I'm coming today as a representative under the jurisdiction of the Holy Spirit. Who is the Holy Spirit? He is not just our helper, but he is the governor of heaven. I think the governor of Illinois, we have our governor. You all in your state, you all have a governor in your state. Well, the Holy Spirit is the governor. Hallelujah. And the governor is saying regarding all of the reports, all of the reports that have come in about your job, about your home, your living condition, your finances, your health, your children's health, all of these reports, he says, I have set the Lord continually before me. What does that mean? We have to reset ourselves. We have to put the Lord before us. You have to see God before this report. Before you see this report, he said, I want you to see me. See Yahweh. See me high and see me lifted up. It says, because he is set at my right hand, and so I will not be shaken. Hallelujah. We will not be shaken by any of these reports. Hallelujah. We will not be shaken by anything that we see. Hallelujah. We will not be shaken by anything that we have heard, and we will not be shaken by any emotion that we even may be feeling, because why? He has set us at his right hand. He is set at the right hand. And the right hand represents a position of power and authority and jurisdiction. And so God has the final say regarding every report that has come in. And so we want to set the record straight. Amen. When the spies went out and they came back to Joshua, they said, this land is just too much. This is impossible. This is not going to happen. But Joshua said, and Caleb said, we shall believe the report of the Lord. I want you to know this morning, you are believing a report. I don't know whose report you have faith in, but you are right now actively believing somebody's report. And so God is saying, I want you to believe my report, because I have you at my right hand. And so you are not to be shaken. You are not to be shaken. Hallelujah. God is so faithful. He knows how to speak to us directly. He says, I will not be shaken. Don't you dare be moved. Don't you dare get in fear. Even if you feel it, just say, Lord, I'm feeling it. But you know what? I know what your words say, and I know your word is true. I know you're not a liar. I know you said you place your word above your name, so I will not be shaken today. Hallelujah. That's our confession. This week, we're going into this week saying, I will not be shaken. Hallelujah. We are, God is establishing in this embrace line. He's saying, we talked about the comfort. We talked about the emotion. We talked about the heart and the love of God that is in from that left hand. He said that in my right hand is power, in my right hand is my authority, in my right hand is my strength and my might, and I will not let you be shaken, and I will not be shaken by any of these reports. So you are to sit in the position with me, in the position of authority. We have authority over every report. Isn't that good news? We have authority over every report that have come in, whether it's come in from our doctors, whether it's come in from our jobs, whether it's come in from our kids, whether it's come in from the school, whether it's come in from the gas company, whether it's come in from the lender, the mortgage company, your landlord, whoever. God is saying, I will not be shaken, and we will not be shaken today. This is the word of the Lord. This morning, we are talking about report. Hallelujah. We have accepted what God has said. Amen. We have allowed him to do a work, to peel back the layers, to do what he needs to do. Al said it on yesterday that the Holy Spirit is a developer, and he wants to come in and dig. He wants to dig. When he lays it, when he buys a vacant lot, we don't see potential on that lot. But Al says that God sees potential, and so he builds a building, hallelujah, on that lot, on that foundation. And before he can build, he has to dig. So let the Holy Spirit, he digs, he dug up the vulnerability. He dug up that acceptance. He dug up those personal things during the 21 days. And God is saying, now I have established you. I have positioned you. The word says that his right hand embraces us. Why won't I be shaken? Because I am in the embrace of his right hand. We will not be shaken. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
By what we see. Hallelujah. We will always choose this week. We're going to choose, and for some of us, even me, it's been difficult to choose, to believe the report of the Lord. But we're going to make up our mind. Our mind is not consecrated. Our mind and our flesh is not, it's what needs to be born again. We're not going to get saved every week, but that's why Romans tell us we have to renew our mind every single day, because our mind is the part of us that's not in the spirit. That's that part of us that's in the flesh. That's why God told Adam, you shall not eat of the tree of knowledge, because now you're being dominated by your knowledge as opposed to being dominated by my spirit. So now you have the knowledge of good, and now you have the knowledge of evil. And so now I want to renew your mind every day. Your mind wasn't supposed to have to be renewed, because you were supposed to be in my presence, believing what I say, following and being led by your spirit.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But now we are fighting because we are being led by our logic, our knowledge, and our intellect. And this is what happened at the fall. But thanks be to Jesus, who has redeemed us, who has given us back access to sit back in that place where we can walk in the Spirit. Hallelujah. And we can believe what the Word has declared over us. And so we won't be shaken by any report, but we will believe the report of the Lord. Hallelujah. We will believe God's report. God's report is the final report. And that's what we're going to get ourselves in alignment. We're going to get our minds and our bodies are going to come in alignment with the word. You want the body to be healed? You want it to change? Align your mind with the word, and then your body will follow. You want that report at work today? Align your spirit and align your mind and call your body to come into subjection. That's what that fast was about. Training your mind and training your body to say no. This is what the Spirit wants us to do, and this is what we're going to do. Hallelujah. 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 So this is the word this morning. Glory to God. Happy Monday. Hallelujah. The lines are open. I hope you got something out of the word.
Hallelujah.
And we want to hear from you this morning. We want to open up the line early. We can get you in and get you out. You know, you're getting on about your day. Amen. It's a fresh week. Amen. It's going to be an awesome week. You can hit 5-star on your keypad. If you have a prayer request or a testimony, maybe you want to comment on the word, you can do so at this time. But also, I would like to hear from you if you're interested in just getting more information about the Ignite Home Prayer. If you're interested in getting more information about that, just also raise your hand, give us your name, they'll take it down, and then they'll just get some information over to you so that you can have more knowledge about it. Amen. So good morning. Let's open up the line, and who do we have as the first caller? Amen. Hallelujah. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Corey. It's Reverend Peggy. Good morning. Praise God. And thank you, Pastor, for that powerful word. Just to know that we can be reminded that as the Lord has us bracing us with his right hand, that he set us at his right hand and that we won't be shaken. And it's just even very personal for me, and I'm sure as everyone received it, it is for them. But my prayer request that lines up with that word is I have a nephew that has his own financial business and has had it for over 20-some years. And he just recently had some actual federal allegations brought against him and was supposed to be set for a hearing. And he's been detained for actually for 2 months. We've been praying and believing God that they would set this hearing and, you know, be able to move forward with it. And so recently they relocated him down to Kankakee because there wasn't room to continue to detain him here in Chicago. And so it's just been kind of devastating for his mom, of course, my sister, and all of the family. And so just praying that, and he is a Christian young man. He does have a relationship with the Lord. And so that's my prayer, that he will just stay really steadfast and focused on God at work, even in the midst of this. And again, just as the word that you just spoke, that he just won't be shaken. And knowing that God is truly the righteous judge and that, you know, the Lord allowed the Holy Spirit to be his advocate in this situation.
Yeah, let's pray for him. And they're coming against his business, right?
Yes, sir. Coming against his business and the allegations that have been brought, you know, like I said, from the federal government, so potentially it could result in some very negative ways, of course, that the enemy would desire, but we just want to believe God that, you know, the Lord would just be in control.
Hallelujah. Well, first, God, we thank you for your word, because you have told us that you are our advocate. First, we just want to repent, even on behalf. What's his name? Do you want to give his name? Or you?
Durrell.
Or do you want to leave him anonymous? We can leave him anonymous. It's up to you.
No, his name is Durrell.
Durrell. So first, Father, we just repent even on behalf of Durrell. in case he's done violent, anything that just wasn't a right for. Yes. Those things happen sometimes, and even if you never did anything, God, we just want to first clear that up on his behalf, because he's a believer. But if he's made any mistakes, that Jesus is not just having us in his right hand, but he intercedes for us at the right hand of the Father every single day. So, God, I thank you that you have already covered him if he's made any error in this business. Mm-hmm. Now, Father, we thank you because you know and you gave him the business. You gave him the vision and the dream to have and to start this business. It came from you. And so, God, this is no longer Darrell's business and vision. This is yours. And so, God, we lift him up this morning. I'm reminded, Lord, of all of your people, Paul, and all of those that went before the court and had allegations brought against them and were tried, and how every single court case was dropped because you have already given us, again, the victory. We won't be shaken, God. Even you showed us that the physical prison can't withhold or cannot lock up a person who is spirit-filled. God, you opened up the prison and you let Peter walk right out. Father, you took Paul and Silas and you opened up the prison and you shook the whole prison again and opened up everybody. So you let us know that the physical government and confinement in jail cannot withhold the supernatural and the spirit. So, God, we pray for Darrell today that every court case would be dropped. You said when we walk in the fruit of the Spirit, against such there is no law. So, God, I thank you that we stand on this word today. We ask, God, that he walk in those fruits. Love, humility, Father, that he comes, Father, to walk right before you in his heart and in his spirit. And your word says that against such there is no law. So we trust you. Right now, we stand flat-footed and believe that this case and these allegations are being dropped. Angel, we loose you now. Go in. Shift to what you need to shift in the paperwork. Bring it before who needs to be brought for. Father, we thank you for all the things that are happening right now behind the scenes. God, we nail this report to the cross, and we're shouting already for victory because you're turning it around. Heaven, open the door. Make the shift right now. We thank you that we believe the report of the Lord, and we thank you, Father, that you'll come out of this thing with no weapons, with no, Father God, things on his record, that you will have everything dropped, and that he will walk out of this as a testimony, and God, he will consecrate this business to you, his actions to you, his affairs to you from this day forth. We believe, Psalm 16:8 say, the report of the Lord. We're choosing to put our faith not in the allegations, but in the word of God that has been written and spoken regarding Darrell. In Jesus' name we pray. Do we have any faith on the line this morning? Let's open up the line to those of us that are interceding and let's just begin to say, we have the faith. Come on, let's say that. We have the faith this morning. We have the faith. God, if we don't activate our faith, we have the faith this morning. We have the faith. Oh, we thank you. Thank you, Lord, that the angels are moving. Oh, thank you that they're descending and ascending. Thank you, Father, that they're working behind the scenes on our behalf. Thank you, Father. We have the faith. We thank you. We thank you right now. Oh, we have the faith. Strengthen our faith this morning. Strengthen the faith. Strengthen our faith. Oh, we thank you. 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 We have the same. It is in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
God, we're not waiting to derail those to court. We receive it on this Monday morning today. August 12th is the day that the court case was saved. Hallelujah. We give you praise.
Thank you, Lord.
Good morning. Thank you. Go rejoicing.
No.
I want you to just get that request. Deaconess Belinda's going to write it, so we're going to start that. We're going to add that to that cross. We're nailing that on Resurrection Sunday. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I will.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Who's next? The lines are open. Continue to just pray. You all pray, forgive us on the line. We are in the overflow from yesterday. I'm telling you that.
Yes, Lord.
God has walked in that place. I'm telling you, He did.
Yes.
We have been seeing ever since the Lord told me, we didn't even get to launch the class in March, but ever since He gave me that, I have just been seeing a direct outpour of the Holy Spirit in those services. I mean, from the time we get in there to the time we leave, God is good. Amen. Who's next? I don't want to hold up the people. Go ahead, who's next? Hallelujah. Your line should be open. Go ahead. Good morning. Hallelujah. Thank God for the victory.
Good morning.
Good morning. Bless you.
Good morning, Diane.
How are you? Yes.
Good morning. Praise God. I just want prayer for my daughter. She going up for a test this morning. And if she passed the test, she could be a registered representative. And I also want prayer for my granddaughter, Henry, trying to step in and stop her. She's in school, and she's rebelling against doing the work that has to be done. Then you got my daughter that's doing the work and trying to get the work done, and she flunked one test, my daughter did, but now she's taking another test today to get that position. And then you got my granddaughter that's rebelling and don't want to get it together and get a diploma and get out of school. It's just a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
But I know God got it.
Yes,
so I just need prayer for them. And I also, after that, you pray for Triona, that's my daughter, and Brooklyn, that's the granddaughter. I need prayer for everyone that's going through the anxiety, depression.
Thank you,
every
Lord.
Everything goes through that in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. We're going to lift this up right now. God, we lift up Fiona to you. We thank you that you're a God that allows us to take the test again. So today, we are thanking you and asking you this morning that you would be with her as she goes in for this test today. God, we're asking that she'll score high scores, God, be your better. High scores this morning on this test, God. Thank you for the redo and for the retake. That's the God that we serve. He'll let us redo and retake. Tracy said it, Father, we don't lose. We can't lose. We can't lose with you. And even when we think we lose, we've won. Hallelujah. Because Jesus, the victory belongs to Jesus. So we thank you that this test is passed this morning by Fiona. God, we lift up Brooklyn, Lord God, the one that's feeling, Lord, in the rebellion. Oh, Father, used to rebellion against witchcraft before you. So we thank you, Father, that that spirit of control that wants to control her to go in the wrong direction, Father, we pull it down right now in the name of
Jesus.
We're not fighting against teenagers. You said we don't wrestle against people. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness. Spiritual wickedness in high places. Come on and pray. We thank you, Father, that we bind this spirit of witchcraft. We bind this spirit of rebellion. We bind that spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus right now. That spirit of Asherah, God, that wants to raise itself up against God and exalt itself and declare itself as a God, declare itself, Father, as having its own way and its own opinion and its own thoughts of what it wants. Father, we call that thing out this morning, and we pray and we loose the spirit of God over Brooklyn, a humble spirit, a broken and a contrite spirit, and a spirit that is willing to listen, and a spirit that is willing to obey. God, we thank you for it, we trust you for it, and then we cover every young adult, Father, that's dealing, as she said, with the stresses and the anxieties that have come in of life. Father, this is why you're calling for them to have that prayer meeting in that home. This is why they're called for the young adults. They need a place where they can come and connect with God and meet God and see God in a different way. And so, God, I pray for Brooklyn. I pray, Father, for Fiona. In the name of Jesus, God, that you would even send them there, that they would be willing to come in the name of Jesus. And, God, you know how to reach them far better than we could reach them. So we trust you for opening up this avenue, opening up this door as a way for them to be there. We trust you in Jesus' name. We give your praise, your name the praise. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, Diane.
Thank you.
But where do you guys live? In Indiana, right?
Yes. And that, and I thank you, Pastor Corey, for the word listen, because that's what I've been doing online, listening. That listen word is for my whole family, because we don't listen. And I thank you for that. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lord. How old, amen. How old is Fiona in Brooklyn?
Triona is, I want to get it wrong, she's going to get mad at me. Triona is 24. Wait a minute,
okay.
Triona is 24, Brooklyn is 19. I think I got it right.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So 19 and 24. Mm-hmm. Okay. So
yeah, Triona, she took the test once, and now she's taking it this morning. She said, I know God gave me this job, and, you know, and I know I get it, I get it, I get it, but I just want to pray.
No, we want to pray. Let her know we are praying. They're in that 18 to 30 group. Okay. I'll reach out to you guys. We'll see
if we can
pull on them. I think they need to get in that atmosphere with other believers that are their age.
Yeah.
You know, I think that would help them a lot, just not always being around the same group of friends.
Right, exactly.
In a different setting. So we'll talk. Make sure you get the information for them. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Who's next on the line? Bless you, Diane. You have a good Monday.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen, amen. Go ahead. The next line is open.
Praise God. Good morning, family. This is Pamela.
Good morning, Pam. Bless you this morning. How are you?
All is well, Pastor Corey. Oh, yesterday service. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Yeah, it was a great
Hallelujah.
Service. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. So it was very helpful. The word was just so filling. Praise God. So I thank God for that. Just so full this morning. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Yes, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So praise God. I just want to thank and praise God for the fullness of joy. And this is something that God was just, you know, ministering to me the last week of the fast. And I actually thought that I was going to be able to hear it on Friday, and I opened my mouth and he took me somewhere else. And this prayer line has it's really been challenging for me because although I'm very talkative and playful, really silly, actually, at home. just really, you all wouldn't believe. I can see. Socially or in public, you know, I'm more of a listener, you know, and that has worked for me. But God has challenged me to speak, and now I'm learning not just speak, but when to say, what to say, how to say it. And I'm not going to get it right all the time, but, you know, Holy Spirit and I, we cool, you know. So I'm trusting that, you know, he's going to drive the crooked straight. You know what I mean? So I thank God for his Spirit just being a partner and a friend, like you said, a governor. Hallelujah. I'm grateful for his Spirit on this morning, you know, as we continue to move forth, accepting some things, the end of some things, and the beginning of some things, praise God. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. And as far as the joy is concerned, you know, Mom, you were talking about your loved one in prison, and that was my cue, praise God, about the fullness of joy. In spite of how we feel, we can acknowledge God or behold his majesty, behold his beauty. You know, that is a labor of love in the spirit. It's our worship, and it produces the fullness of joy and the rest of the fruit. It's not about how we feel. Joy is not a feeling. It is a fruit.
Yes, hallelujah.
And behind the prison walls is, you know, joy is not a feeling, it's a fruit. And so just to be prayerful on our loved one's behalf, touching and agreeing with Mom, I just truly believe that he will continue to, you know, hear from the Lord, and that his Spirit is well. Hallelujah. And we can rejoice for that. So I'm just truly grateful that the circumstances does not dictate our victory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today, it just doesn't. Hallelujah. And I'm reminded of the aerial view, Pastor, that you mentioned, the aerial view, you know, how we are seated up in heavenly places. And, you know, these things, those things are under our feet. You know, and just to thank God for that. So I'm truly grateful.
Hallelujah.
And excited about
what
the Lord is doing. And I just pray that we all continue to be blessed on this Monday. God bless you all.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Pam. We can thank God for that joy. It's contagious. You rubbing off on some of us. Hallelujah. We just that joy, that excitement, and just that the excitement, like you say, the joy of the Lord. And it is our strength. It is. We need to be happy. We need to have joy in our lives. And I just love the presence. You know, that presence is what keeps me, you know, happy and content and able to go on. So, thank you so much for sharing that word this morning and just those thoughts. Who's next there? I think we got another hand right there that just went. Your line is open. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Corey. This is Tasha. How are you?
Good morning, Tasha. All right. The Dynamic Dancers. You guys have
yes,
hallelujah. All right. Yeah, we Lady Mary now. We sent our
text out. Overcome.
Shut it down. Yes. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to detour you. I wanted to say that while I got you on the line. It was.
No, thank you. Actually, that's what I was just calling, just to, you know, to thank God and give him praise, glory, and honor. And, you know, just thinking about, you know, in my past and, you know, when I was a kid and different things like that, I would always, you know, be the one, you know, that sit in the back. I never liked to sit in the front. I never liked to be in the front. You know, I like to just do stuff. I don't have to, you know, people don't have to say I did it, you know, and all those kinds of things. And having fear, you know, overcoming fear of being in front of people, you know, talking in front of people. You know, everybody know I like to talk, but at one point I didn't. I used to be quiet, Tasha, never, you know, I didn't smile a lot and stuff like that, you know, during grammar school. You know, in fact, one of my teachers had a meeting with my mom, like, you know, your daughter, she doesn't smile, she doesn't do this, she's good in school, but, you know, I'm kind of concerned, you know, she's like off to herself, you know. And so for me, you know, when Sister Lana picked that song and she said that we all had to do our own solo, I was like, oh, Lord. You know, I was kind of nervous because, you know, I dance, you know, just in my seat. You know, I have danced in front of people here and there, but it's, you know, not something that I do, you know, have done consistently or on a regular basis. So I didn't know what I was going to do. I just kept on practicing, and it was like I was great. I was glad that we didn't dance in February. I was glad we got that extra month, because I'm like, you know, I needed the extra practice and just that confidence, you know, to go out there and do it, you know. And I, every day, you know, every time we practiced, and, you know, every word that she gave and how she had us, you know, really, she told me, she would be like, Tasha, I need you to really dig deep and really think about the, you know, pick something that you overcame. Like, people need to see that in your testimony, see your story, see your testimony in your dance. And it was just, you know, a lot of challenges. Even on yesterday, my son challenged me. I ended up leaving my shoes at home. I had to go all the way back, go get my shoes. You know, he was acting a fool. It was like everything was trying to stop me from going out there and dance. And I was like, you know, I don't care what's going on. I was like, I am going up there and I'm dancing. I ain't letting nothing stop me. My attitude, nothing. I told God, you know, set me free from whatever, the distraction or whatever. I'm going to go up there and I'm going to dance. And I just wanted to, you know, say that yesterday was beautiful. Like, I wasn't nervous or anything. And, you know, I know I may have made a few mistakes or different things, but it didn't matter. I continued to dance, and I just praise God. And I wanted to say that I thank you for allowing the women to have the dance ministry, and I'm so honored and so grateful and so blessed to be dancing with, you know, three seasoned dancers, because I'm kind of like a, you know, I'm a beginner, you know. I mean, I've danced, but not really, you know, I really do it in my seat. So I just want to thank God for, you know, choosing J-Hop to be the ministry for me to basically develop my gift, because I know that I've always wanted to dance. I love dance. I love any, I don't care what kind of movie it is. It doesn't matter. I love all forms of dance. Like, I just love dance. So I'm grateful. So I'm grateful that that's the place that he chose for me to develop my gift and to be able to do it, and to do it with three wonderful people. I know there's more people that's going to join, you know, from the ministry, or people that's coming to the ministry, but it was such an honor to dance up there with them. And so I just wanted to say thank you, and I'm just grateful that, you know, I was able to really dance. It was
powerful. I mean, it was so great to see it launched. I know we've been talking about getting that adult ministry launched, and that's just all an expansion of the worship, you know, just the worship church, you know, the different dance teams and the teen bands and the women and the different groups. And I think the minors are coming on Resurrection Sunday, the boys and minors. I'm like, oh, God, thank you, Lord. I'm seeing these ministries launch and go forth, and that's all I want to see, is the launching and the going forward. So it was wonderful just to see, you know, you all just represent the Spirit of God. That's what I love. I love when the anointing follows, you know. Chaos is just I call it a church of, you know, you just know. You just know when the presence is not there. You're like, what was that? The Spirit is always high, so when it's not, you're like, ooh, okay, we just know, you know. And that's like, our normal is that presence of God. And that's what I love. And that's what my wife used to say that years ago. You know, if the church was changing and growing, and sometimes people would be leaving and coming. And she would say, well, God's presence has to last. She's a long God's presence is here. I guess that's all that matters. And I said, that's true. That would give me strength, you know, in those times that were hard, you know, to know that God hasn't left. His presence is there. And that's what was so powerful. And I think we all got a chance to witness, you know, that anointing. And that presence. And that song is just so powerful. Lana picked the best song anyway. Lana's a great song here. Overcomer. I mean, it spoke to everybody. Everybody to think of something that the Lord had brought them through. It was great. So thank you for sharing. Hey, man, who's next? All right. We're moving this morning. God is so faithful. Amen. Well, I also have one more announcement that I just, you know, I want to make mention on the line here, and we'll mention it a little more, but finally, our marriage class is back. It's coming back. Hallelujah. Elder Allen and Lana does such a beautiful job with the marriage class ministry, and so it will be coming back. We're going to be doing it on 2nd and 4th. Sunday. It's actually going to be at their home right after church at 4 o'clock. So it's going to be great because we can come right after service. You can go on and, you know, get on over there and we'll all, you know, break some bread and get into the work, you know, get into our lesson. And I think it'll be a good time even for people who, you know, may have had their own service or something, other commitment on Sunday morning. Most people, you know, may can grab their spouse and, you know, get out of it at a house. So it's not at a church, so it's a little more intimate, and so that may be an avenue. Some of us have spouses that are just like, I don't know if I want to come to the church, and that's a challenge that I hear a lot. But what I love about the home, and this is why, again, God, in the book of Acts, God added to the church daily, is because they met in the home. And so, again, that's a kingdom principle, and the name of the marriage class called Safe House. So Safe House is exciting, and I'm excited about it. They did an awesome one. I think this one is going to be on communication and intimacy, and we kind of got on communication last time. It was so good. So just excited to see that coming back. And then all of us that attended, it was like, when is it coming back? When is it coming back? We just could not get a location, but it was not meant for us to have it at the church anyway. We didn't know that. The Lord is actually opening up the home. That's what he wants. Yes. That's the shift. That's the shift that he's doing. Yes. And so I'm so grateful that they opened up their home, and God's going to bless them so much for, you know, allowing everybody to come there. And so we just want to, if you're interested in getting more information about it, you know, for you or your spouse, or you're thinking about it, you know, raise your hand, we'll get your information, and we can get that over to you, because you don't want to miss it. I'm telling you, it's really good. And just to be around other couples, it's really good. Even if your spouse is not an overly people person, we've had some spouses that come that's not overly people persons, but they just kind of, there's a comfort level that's established there because you're just in a group and it's a different setting. So I want to encourage you, you know, if you want more information, again, raise your hand, 5 stars, and we'll share it with you. Amen. All right. Anybody out there this morning? We know that Lana has just been such a blessing today. I felt God's spirit from the time we opened our mouth. Amen. It just was the word today. You know, Psalm 16:8, I expect the Lord continually before me because he is set at my right hand. I will not be shaken. Amen. So we are going to hold on to that this morning as we prepare ourselves to release you. Amen. On the line this morning. Some challenges too, even with getting in last week. On the line, so we'll get a second married man, and then we'll release you. All right. So we don't have any more. We want to prepare ourselves, amen, to be blessed and release you guys out this morning. Amen. And we'll do that. I believe the word has fallen on good ground, and we've had a good morning this morning. We are doing well.
Yes, Lord.
So we are going to release you guys at this time, and I'll say a prayer bow. We did acknowledge you on yesterday. You know,
hallelujah.
We didn't give you your certificate in hand, but we had it. They acknowledged and called you out. So looking forward, we'll hand you yours when you fly back out. So excited about that. All completing on yesterday. That was great.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Glory to God.
All right. Well, we're going to just pray out. Valerie, can you pray us out this morning? Amen. Pray us out.
Father God, we just thank you so much for your presence on this prayer line this morning. We look to you continuously as the author and the finisher of our faith. We trust the report of the Lord in every circumstance, in every situation. There is nothing too hard to speak. We glorify you through the ministry and the voice of Pastor Corey today. And we'll continue to just focus on all of the teachings as we not only acknowledge the things that you've spoken into our lives, but we accept
we accept
are chosen by you, Lord God. And we will continue not just on these last 3 weeks, but to live a life of fasting and praying individually and corporately for your glory, for you are the developer. God, we are the
Lord.
Thank you. Name, as we go forth in our day, we will always fast in you. So we celebrate, we honor you, glorify you, and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. You all have a blessed Monday. We will see you back on Wednesday and share the line. Let someone know. Let a friend know about the line. Call somebody and let them know. Share it with them. And we'll see you guys back on Wednesday morning. Be blessed.
Glory to God. Be blessed.
Bye-bye.